It's Helping Hand Weekly Feature airs statewide HPR 1 stations on Friday as part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, and then it appears in our archives online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about a critical need for blood in the Aloha State and the Blood Bank of Hawaii. Few things make a person as vulnerable as being in need of blood. And this is an organization that is a primary source of it. They have a major community blood drive scheduled for Thursday, December 27th at Dave and Buster's. We are going to hear about their need, about the drive, other ways to support them as we welcome Blood Bank of Hawaii CEO Dr. Kim Ann Nguyen as our guest today on Helping Hand. Kim Ann, great to have you here.
Great to be here. Aloha, Dave.
And she told me to not call her doctor. So tell us a little bit, I guess, first, how much need there is typically and why right now is so critical.
Many people don't realize, but Blood Bank of Hawaii serves all the hospitals in the state. You might wonder how much blood is actually needed. Mm-hmm. 150 to 200 donors every single day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of blood.
That is extraordinary. Statewide need.
That's right.
150 to 200 per day.
Per day.
And you typically get it?
Isn't it interesting that the season of giving between Thanksgiving and middle of January is always a hard time for blood banks? Why is that? Well, our donations actually decrease in the season of giving 5 to 7% because schools are out. And a significant percent of Hawaii's blood supply comes from high schools and colleges. And then people are focused on other things than donating blood.
Are there other times a year where it's also typically lower, or is this really the low point?
This is one of the low points, Dave. Sad to say, the other time is in the summer.
Well, that's a startling amount of donations that you guys need, and you are equipped to take those donations across the state. How does it work?
Yeah, we do. We collect blood 7 days a week, and every other week we're on a neighbor island. So we come to where the donors are. So we have a brick and mortar site. We go out and about all over Oahu, and like I said, every other week we are on a neighbor island.
You guys are a nonprofit.
We are.
How do you get your funding?
First of all, we do not pay blood donors. And I'll tell you, Dave, there's only one reason, and it's not money, it's safety. The reason we don't pay blood donors is that people who donate out of the goodness of their own hearts make the safest donors, and that's how we get the safest blood. So how we get our funding is we charge our hospitals a fee that covers the cost of all the testing, the blood bags, the staff, and that covers our costs.
It is humbling stuff. It is a real critical thing that you just take for granted if you're going to have a huge emergency. It is startling when you stop and think about it, especially when you mention safe blood. And then you guys screen all the stuff that you get to make sure it's safe.
That's right. So this summer we had a hurricane, and boy, we were sweating it because we are out in the middle of the Pacific. So what happens when Blood Bank of Hawaii runs out of blood? What happens? We have to get blood from the mainland, and we weren't able to. A lot of the flights weren't flying. There were delays. So the fact of the matter is our community needs to be sustainable. We need to fend for ourselves.
They have a major event coming up December 27th in Honolulu to do just that and to bolster the supplies. And apparently it is massive. So even just this one event would need hundreds of people to make it fulfill a normal day. And hopefully they can get even more than that. So talk about this event that's at Dave & Buster's, correct?
It's at Dave & Buster's on Thursday, December 27th from 9 to 3. We're so excited to be partnering with Dave & Buster's. They are hosting our second large community drive at the Ward location. While you're doing your Christmas shopping, take a break and go hang out at Dave & Buster's. They're donating awesome food and unlimited video gameplay for non-redemption games. So take a break from your shopping, eat some snacks, and play some video games and donate blood.
And do people need to be in any kind of certain physical shape or do anything in terms of eating, drinking water, or other preparation to give blood?
Giving blood is so much easier than most people think. BBH.org, our website, has all of the requirements. Basically, you need to weigh 110 pounds, be at least 16 years old, and healthy. That's it. Couldn't be easier. The whole thing takes an hour, but the actual time for the donation, 5 to 10 minutes.
And would you say, because you're a doctor and you really understand this stuff intimately, that for folks who don't have dough and they want to be philanthropic, that I'm just winging it here, and I'm assuming you can correct me if I have it wrong, that this is an extraordinary way, especially people who like to use the word community or think about others who may be in need or be proud of where they live. This is a great way to, without parting with any cash, do something amazingly heroic.
Absolutely. So here we are in the season of giving, right? What can I give that's requires no money, takes up very little time, and has direct impact at saving someone's life? So if I take an hour to donate a pint of blood, that blood goes into a person within a couple of days. That blood, those red cells, stay in that person for 120 days. Is there anything else I can pull out my wallet within 2 or 3 days to make that kind of impact that lasts that long? It's hard to think.
I can't add to that. You're very compelling. What are other ways that people listening could volunteer or contribute? And you earmarked, it takes an hour to do this gift. It doesn't cost you any cash. What are other ways? Maybe there are some people who can't give blood, understandably, for a variety of reasons. And there are also people who have dough. So talk about ways that you guys could use help, either with volunteers or cash. Maybe you need new office space, new vehicles, whatever it is that people could help you with. There are lots of people out there who probably care. The floor is yours.
Absolutely. So I have a 9-year-old daughter. When somebody calls me on the phone, I might say no. But if she comes and says, Mommy, will you donate blood? It's going to be hard for me to say no to my daughter. And so the biggest thing that someone can do is inspire other people to donate. And the biggest way is to look them in the eye and ask, will you, Kim Ann, donate blood? And for me, it's so hard to say no. So I would say, number one, look someone in the eye, ask if they can give.
What an ask. Not looking for anything other than that. Here's the website, bbh.org. You can give them a call toll-free from anywhere in the state, or anywhere, basically, 800-372-9966. To give blood in the Honolulu area, and to get scheduled with that, 848-4770. And if you want to send an email for any reason, admin@bbh.org. You can find them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. What do they look for?
At Blood Bank Hawaii.
And you can get the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. It is coming up Thursday, December 27th, 9 to 3 in the Honolulu area at Dave & Buster's, the Blood Bank of Hawaii. They need every day 150 to 200 blood donors. And right now, during the season of giving, as you just heard from their CEO, Dr. Kim Ann Nguyen, they are low and they really could use help. So I hope that you have a really successful event. I hope every day is successful for you after hearing what the severity of the need for blood. And just on behalf of all you guys doing something really important, thank you. And thanks for taking the time to come on Helping Hand. I hope this helps you guys.
And on behalf of Blood Bank and every patient that can't say thank you, I'm here to say mahalo to everybody in Hawaii who donates blood. Thank you for giving the gift of life.